Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund, here with you. A good weekend for the Saints. It wasn't the prettiest win, but a win's a win. An ugly weekend for LSU. How much longer do you think Ed Orgeron's going to be coach? He's an under 500 coach at LSU without Joe Burrow. More on that coming up later in the show. So what happened yesterday in Metairie? New Orleans police were chasing a stolen car. They contacted the Jefferson Parish police. And all of those cops, started chasing this car, and this car drove into a few cop cars as it was being chased by the police, and then the car ended up driving into somebody's house in Metairie. That's where it ended up, because it was being chased by police. A man suspected of driving a stolen vehicle led Jefferson Parish Sheriff's deputies on a chase where they had to start shooting, and the car they were chasing crashed into somebody's house. The guy's house in Metairie, he was just doing something in the kitchen. And then all of a sudden, a car came crashing into his house. Hey, huh. Could you imagine that? How's your weekend? Well, it's Sunday. I'm getting ready to watch the Saints game. And I was making something to eat. And all of a sudden, a car crashed into my house.
I've actually seen that happen. Not a house, but a fence. I was on my way to work one morning, 4 or 5 in the morning. And as I was leaving, there was a car being chased by the police near my neighborhood. And then I think I kind of messed up the escapee's route, and they swerved and he ran into a fence. And of course, by that time, it was easy for the, I don't know if it was a stolen car, but they were trying to escape the cops. And when I got into the guy's way, he swerved and hit one of my neighbor's fences, but it wasn't the house.
So you helped the cops catch something?
Inadvertently. I didn't know what was going on. I was just driving, and the car that was hitting my way swerved and hit the fence, and then I seen the cops get out and get the driver. But yeah, that was a while back.
The homeowner in Metairie, his name's David Pollitt. He says, "The only thing that jarred me back to reality was my wife was screaming." I guess when you're standing in your kitchen making some food and a car comes crashing into your house, that's fairly alarming.
Yes.
He said, quote, "I was standing right there making sandwiches and I hear it. I look over, the walls caved in. It was so surreal. It must have taken me 5 minutes just to process there is a car and officers. The next thing I'm listening for are gunshots because we see a lot of officers running this way." Earlier in the day, the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's deputies say they assisted New Orleans police in finding a stolen vehicle. Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office says they pulled the vehicle over on Edenborn Avenue in Metairie. As officers approached, they say the suspect tried to hit them with the car. Deputies started shooting at the driver as they say he rammed multiple law enforcement vehicles trying to escape. They then saw a second stolen vehicle leaving the area where a high-speed chase ended in the home of Metairie homeowner David Pollitt. So they're helping NOPD with one stolen vehicle.
This is the new one.
Yeah, and that stolen vehicle tries to run them over, and then a second stolen vehicle shows up.
Now, what are the chances of two different stolen vehicles crossing paths?
That is
New Orleans, boy. I tell you,
that is bizarre.
Other than that, how was the sandwiches? How'd they come out?
It doesn't say here in the story I have, Coleman, but the homeowner, Mr. Pollitt, said, quote, I was probably 15 feet from where the car came into the house.
I wonder if that's covered in your home insurance. I wonder what kind of insurance he had. Like, who pays for that? The parish, the criminal, or
a car crashes through your door.
Yeah,
through the wall of your house.
Is that covered?
It should be.
Yeah.
Deputies finally made an arrest after a short foot chase through a couple of Mr. Paulette's neighbor's yards.
All right, so we know we got one guy that ran the stolen car into the house, but whatever happened with the other stolen car that was being chased by the other police? Any word on whether they got that guy or not?
I don't know.
That is crazy. That is really weird.
Yeah, the next door neighbor said, I immediately grabbed my son, and we see just some guy we never knew just come running through our backyard. He just said that he grabbed his son. He starts darting toward the house. He fell down. And then he covered his son up. He said that the man who was running through his backyard had a dark object in his hand and didn't know if he was about to start shooting. And the police were screaming, get on the ground. And this guy, it was Sunday, yesterday, and this guy's in his backyard with his son when a car drives into the next door neighbor's house, into the house, being chased by police and then runs through his yard.
You know, there are some people, and rightfully so, I get it, that give the police a hard time because sometimes they have a low response. Sometimes they don't even respond to calls in a timely manner. And sometimes when you call, you get a recorded message. But when you see what type of stuff they have to deal with, I think it's justified to be more understanding of their situation. So if I do call the police for some reason, I get a recorded message like, hey, the cops are currently dealing with something else right now. This is probably the stuff they're dealing with. Cars crashing through homes and they're having to chase people through backyards. Stolen cars crossing paths on the road on a police chase. So, yeah, be more understanding of what the police have to go through next time you decide to give them a hard time because they didn't get to you in a timely manner.
Well, the Metairie homeowner who had a car drive into his house while he was in the kitchen yesterday he said to actually be the one whose house got run, it's still surreal. All we can do is laugh and move on. The Saints winning today helped.
There you go.
So at least this, the Saints winning made someone driving through his house.
Yeah, because that would have been the straw that broke the camel's back had the Saints not won.
It wasn't as bad. Coming up on the show, we'll talk a little bit about the Saints' win yesterday. It wasn't the prettiest thing, but they did what they had to do. Now they have a bye week. They got the early bye week this year. Hang out with us. We got a lot to get to on the show this morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here with you. Happier Monday than it was last week as the Saints got a win yesterday in Washington. We'll talk about that coming up on the show. Also, a rough weekend for LSU. I don't know how much longer Ed Orgeron is going to be the coach of LSU. I mean, he's under 500 as a head coach at LSU without Joe Burrow. He has lost five or six more games than he's won at LSU without Joe Burrow. We'll talk about that coming up on the show. Was it last week, Coleman, when we talked about how there were a majority of Americans, about 70 or 75% of Americans, said their biggest digestive problem is farting?
Yes, that was last week.
We talked about that last week on the show. A lot of us have something in common. And I had mentioned that a few years back, I got diabetes. And after I got diabetes, man, I started letting them fly. But it looks like 75% of Americans, that's our biggest digestive issue is farting.
In which I said, that's not really an issue. That's what your body is supposed to do. The other 25% probably fart just like the other 75%. They just don't see it as a problem because that's what the body is supposed to do. It's supposed to let gas go.
No, but Coleman, if you fart a lot, it's an issue.
For other people,
you might say, yeah, your body's supposed to do that. But if you're someone that farts a lot, that's a problem. Well, I just saw this, and I thought this was an interesting follow-up to that. Anti-flatulence bed sheets are now something you can buy. If you're one of those 75% of Americans whose biggest digestive issue is farting too much, there's a company. They're based out of England. I mean, you can go on their website. They're called Shreddies, and they already sell fart mitigating underwear. Now they've added two bedding products, an undersheet that your regular sheets go on top of, and a flatulence filtering duvet cover to keep your nighttime emissions trapped.
Okay, so it sounds like the underwear in the bed sheets, it doesn't prevent you from actually farting. It prevents the fart from escaping past the sheet.
Yeah. You can't put on a pair of underwear or get under a bed sheet and those are going to stop you from farting. But what they help with is keeping that smell right there.
I don't see, you know what? If that happens, let's say you have one of these bed sheets or you have an underwear that traps your fart, right? Well, when you're done for the day, the fart has to go somewhere. So when you take those underwear off or you come from under the bed sheets, then it's still going to release into the air, right? The fart doesn't just disappear. It has to go somewhere. That's physics.
But if it's under the underwear or under the bed sheets and it's under there for, you know, a couple hours, it's not gonna smell the way it would have originally smelled.
I'm not sure that's how science works. So it doesn't stop you. The products don't stop you from actually farting. It stops you from embarrassing yourself from hearing the sounds and smelling it. That's what it does.
Well, both the underwear and the bed sheets use the same technology. Carbon fibers absorb the flatulence, then neutralize it.
Oh, okay. So there's a scent neutralizing system that they have. Okay.
So there's something, carbon fibers inside the underwear and inside the bed sheets that do that.
You know, if they have the scent neutralizing system, they probably have a scent adjusting, like when you do let one rip, you let one fart, it can smell like strawberries or vanilla or something like that.
No, these things aren't cheap. I don't know how much the underwear costs, but a king size undersheet costs about $160.
$160?
It's for a king size bed. If you want that sheet. And a duvet cover costs $260.
Oh, no. That's too expensive. She's just going to have to if I'm in a bed with somebody, they're just going to have to tolerate my gas. Not for that much of money. Hell no. I'm sorry.
You can check them out on their company's website. MyShreddies.com. That's where they sell this stuff.
This text says, I wish mine would come out during the day and not when I'm in the bed with my wife. Have you never played turtle before? This text says, my husband's farts and burps every day will clear out a room, especially if he's in front of a fan. He calls it the Dutch oven. this guy's married. He has farts and burps that can clear out a room, especially if he's in front of a fan. And then he also has a name for it, yet he was still able to find a woman to get married to. How about that? It goes to show you there's a chance for everyone, John.
No. And we learned last week when we talked about the fact that 75% of Americans agree. And to get 75% of Americans to agree on anything is wild. But they agree that farting is their biggest digestive problem. I think this is more of a man issue than a woman issue. I don't remember seeing.
I think it's more of a couple's issue. If you're single, who cares? Like, see, I sleep in a bed by myself because I'm single. So I can let them rip and it wouldn't bother me at all. I think this is more of a couple's issue.
But that's a problem, Coleman.
No, it's not. That's what I'm going to say it again. Your body's supposed to fart. It would be a problem if you can't fart. Now, if you said, I have gas, but I can't let it rip, then you should go see a doctor.
No, but it's a problem if you're with someone.
Yes, when you're with someone.
At night.
Yes.
And you let a loud, rip-roaring one go. That's a problem. And then it happens again and again.
So you've never played turtle? Turtle. Oh, all right. So couples do this. What it is one of the couples, while they're under the sheets, if one of them pass gas, both of them have to hide under the sheets after one lets one rip, and then they have to see how long they can stay under there and maintain the smell. I've seen couples tell stories about this. It exists. It's a game that they play. When one of the people let one rip, they both hide under the cover and see how long they can tolerate each other's smell.
No, to answer your question, Coleman, no, I've never played turtle.
Oh, well, you're missing out on the funs of being in a relationship. That's what couples do at night. They play turtle.
Well, now the same company that makes the anti-flatulence underwear is now making anti-flatulence bed sheets. So there you go. There's something that the majority of Americans who share the same digestive problem. At least something that maybe could be of a helping hand or helping backside. Hang out with us. We got a lot to get to on the show this morning, including talking about the two big football teams around here, how it looks like one of them is hanging in there and the other looks like they're going to need a new coach. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. I'll tell you one thing that has changed since I was a kid I just don't ever remember so many female school teachers getting arrested for doing sex with underaged male students. We see it all the time. If you follow the news or pay any attention to the news, we see arrests made all the time. I mean, even during coronavirus, when so many of the students weren't in class, females were getting arrested for doing sex with underage male students. It's just something that we never used to see. Now we see it all the time. I have another story in front of me. In Doral, Florida, a 41-year-old female teacher was arrested for doing sex with a 15-year-old student. I mean, times have changed. When I was 15, my teacher wouldn't even let me bang the erasers. This is something I don't think happened when I was younger. I really don't.
It happened, but now we have social media and it's getting more exposed. I'm quite sure it happened. There's nothing new under the sun.
It's everywhere.
I know, because of the internet and all that. We hear it more often.
You know, and if a male teacher does that to an underage female student, not only should he be arrested, he should be beaten, tarred, and feathered. This seems like coming of age for male students. Anyway, you know, because some people say, you know, some things stay the same. This seems different. It just seems like it didn't used to happen, and now it happens all the time. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here with you. Guns N' Roses there. You know, the more that I think about Guns N' Roses, especially because they just wrapped up a tour that they were doing in the United States, and they've got three of the five original guys, and they actually have a fourth guy, Dizzy Reed, playing keyboards, who was with them during the Illusions. And you know, the more I think about Guns N' Roses, they used to mean a real lot to me, because when their debut album came out, Appetite for Destruction, I was just turning 20 years old. I didn't know what was going on. I heard that album, and I listened to it over and over and over and over and over again. And that album, not only did I think it was amazing, but it led me to believe that, you know, if these guys could go out and kick ass like they do, you know, I can do that too. I can go out and do what I want to do. And it was just such a huge inspiration. And then they blew up. They got so big. They made the Illusions albums, the follow-up, Use Your Illusion 1 and 2. And they weren't really even talking at that point. That's when one guy in the band separated himself from everybody else in the band, and that was Axl Rose. When they were recording the Illusions albums, the rest of the band would be in there and they'd be jamming, and then they'd go home, and then he'd come in the middle of the night and put down his vocals and say, "Well, I want this produced like this, and I want this." And they got the Illusions out, great records. And then they went on a long tour. But it was during that Illusions tour that Axl Rose went up to both Slash, the guitar player, and Duff McKagan, the bass player, and said, well, it was during the Illusions tour that Izzy Stradlin quit. So he couldn't deal with Axl Rose anymore. And then Axl Rose said to Slash and Duff McKagan right before a concert in Europe, you sign the Guns N' Roses name over to me right now, or I'm not going to go on stage tonight. And those guys are thinking, huh? What? but they were so drunk and so messed up back then, they signed the paper. And then when the tour ended, that's pretty much when Guns N' Roses ended. And it was because of Axl Rose. It was because of he just separated himself from the rest of the band. And then it took him, he worked on the next album for about 15 years, right? The Chinese Democracy. And then it finally came out, and it wasn't great. And then he realized, boy, it would be great if I got back together with some of the original guys in the band. And that's what he did. And they're touring again. But the greatness of that band was destroyed by one guy. It was destroyed by Axl Rose. Because for a couple of years there, Guns N' Roses was the biggest band in the world. They were the biggest rock band in the world for a couple of years. And the reason they're no longer the biggest rock band in the world is Axl Rose. That's the reason. And we'll see if they're going to release any new music now that three of the original guys plus Dizzy Reed are back together. I know they want to keep touring because everywhere they go, people still show up. I mean, they've got three of the original members, and Axl knew he had to do that, and to get this going again, he knew he had to do that, and I think he had to give them more money. But I think about if Axl Rose could have kept his head fairly together, what more Guns N' Roses could have done? Because he literally broke up the biggest rock band of the world with his actions and his behavior. Coming up next on the show, it's this morning's Big O. It's a Monday morning during football season. The Saints did what they had to do yesterday, and they did get a win. But LSU looked awful, and I think it's time for a new football coach, don't you? Ed Orgeron cannot win without Joe Burrow. He's an under 500 coach with LSU without Joe Burrow. And they've just looked awful. Stay tuned. The Big O coming up next. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund with you. And since it's a few minutes after 7, it's time for this morning's Big O.
Oh. Oh.
The Saints did what they had to do yesterday. They won a game. They didn't look fantastic. And the team that they beat, the football team of Washington, isn't that good. And the Saints went there, and they weren't perfect. Far from it. First quarter, Jameis Winston turned the ball over twice in the first quarter, but they were able to overcome that. They got Alvin Kamara more involved than they did in the game the week before against the Giants, and they did enough to win the game. So they did what they had to do. I think the defense is still all right. I think Jameis Winston still needs to get a bit better, but the Saints have an early bye week this season. And next weekend, they have their bye. So things are okay with the Saints. As far as LSU goes, they got hammered by Kentucky on Saturday night, and this team under this coach does not win without Joe Burrow. Ed Orgeron, when they brought Joe Burrow in, when he transferred from Ohio State, that was the best move they made in recent LSU history, because Joe Burrow, his senior year in 2019, that was as good. You may even say that may be the best college football team ever. I mean, at least on offense, they could not be stopped. Joe Burrow senior year could not be stopped. And the problem is, without Joe Burrow, LSU coach Ed Orgeron has lost more games than he's won at LSU. And sure, they win the national championship in 2019. Last year, 2020, was the COVID year, and they weren't good. And then this year, things are back to, well, as normal as things can be in college football, and they stink. And I wanted to ask you, because of that, is it time for LSU to go find a big name, successful college football coach? I say it is. The coach is not a winning coach at LSU without Joe Burrow. And you know, and that shows you how important one player is, especially the quarterback, on whether it's a college or pro football team.
Yeah, that's what Rob says. Rob from Slidell says LSU needs a better QB and a better defense. You're only as good as the players you are dealt.
Well, the players you're dealt, you mean the players that you recruit. And LSU just, they're not good. And how long can this go on? You know, it always made me laugh when people would say that, well, these athletes, they're overpaid. These professional athletes, professional football players, they're overpaid. And it's fair to say that. I mean, you see what these guys make for playing a game. But then you look at some players and you say, wait a minute. They're not overpaid. You know, Peyton Manning used to win most of his games when he was the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts. Won a Super Bowl. Then he left Indianapolis. And they haven't been close since. I think the first year after Peyton Manning left Indianapolis, did they win one game or did they go 0-16? And if you didn't think Peyton Manning was worth the money that they were paying him, I mean, he won most of his games. And ever since he left, the men that have had that job have not won.
You can look at the Saints as well. I think Alvin Kamara is worth every penny that he gets. When you see the things Alvin Kamara could do with his body, when you see the kind of training he endures, the type of things that he can do as far as like balancing himself on rubber balls and catching little objects based just on the color, when you see this guy's training regimen and how he performs on the field, he is worth every single penny that he's getting. Now, Micah Thomas, for instance, is he still getting paid for not performing?
Yes.
See, now I would say
highest-paid wide receiver in the NFL, and he's.
I would say he was overpaid, but Alvin Kamara's worth every penny. Golf War Vet says Urban Meyer might be available soon.
Yeah, well, Urban Meyer, it's amazing he still has a job at Jacksonville. They're 0-5 now, and after they lost their fourth game last week in Cincinnati, he didn't even fly back to Jacksonville with the team. He went to the bar restaurant he owns. He stayed in Ohio. And then he was with a younger woman who wasn't his wife. And it was on video, and the video went viral. And he had to profusely apologize to everybody in that organization. And, you know, he was a great college football coach, won national championships at Florida and at Ohio State. But he's gotten off to a brutal start in Jacksonville. But my question to you, do you agree with me? Do you think LSU needs a new head coach? Because without Joe Burrow, this coach doesn't win.
Mark Mandeville says, Coach O won't make it to next season. It may not make it through this. Won't make it to next season. It may not make it through this one. His players, his assistants, no excuses.
They're just bad.
Palmer says, I never liked Coach O as a head coach. He never deserved a head coaching job after Ole Miss.
Yeah, we appreciate your texts. Do you agree or do you disagree? Do you think I'm overreacting?
Dwayne says, LSU lost Joe Brady and Dave Aranda. These two were the best OC and DC in college.
Offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator. Text us and let me know if I'm wrong or if you agree with me. How does Ed Orgeron stay in Baton Rouge as head coach of LSU when he has a losing record as their head coach when Joe Burrow isn't behind center? 504-260-9595. That's our text line. Keep it short, one or two sentences. If it's good, we'll read it coming up on the show. And please never text while you're driving. I mean, is it time? Usually college football teams don't fire coaches during the season. They usually wait till the season is over. But LSU is just, they're not good. Let us know if you think it's time, because I think they got to break out the checkbook and go get a Bayou 95.7 New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund with you. And since it's a few minutes after 7, it's time for this morning's Big O.
Oh.
The Saints did what they had to do yesterday. They won a game. They didn't look fantastic. And the team that they beat, the football team of Washington, isn't that good. And the Saints went there. And they weren't perfect. Far from it. First quarter, Jameis Winston turned the ball over twice in the first quarter, but they were able to overcome that. They got Alvin Kamara more involved than they did in the game the week before against the Giants, and they did enough to win the game. So they did what they had to do. I think the defense is still all right. I think Jameis Winston still needs to get a bit better. But the Saints have an early bye week this season. And next weekend, they have their bye. So things are okay with the Saints. As far as LSU goes, they got hammered by Kentucky on Saturday night. And this team under this coach does not win without Joe Burrow. Ed Orgeron, when they brought Joe Burrow in, when he transferred from Ohio State, that was the best move they made in recent LSU history. Because Joe Burrow, his senior year in 2019, that was as good. You may even say that may be the best college football team ever. I mean, at least on offense, they could not be stopped. Joe Burrow senior year could not be stopped. And the problem is, without Joe Burrow, LSU coach Ed Orgeron has lost more games than he's won at LSU. And sure, they win the national championship in 2019. Last year, 2020, was the COVID year, and they weren't good. And then this year, things are back to as normal as things can be in college football, and they stink. And I wanted to ask you, because of that, is it time for LSU to go find a big name, successful college football coach? I say it is. The coach is not a winning coach at LSU without Joe Burrow. And, you know, and that shows you how important one player is, especially the quarterback, on whether it's a college or pro football team.
Yeah, that's what Rob says. Rob from Slidell says LSU needs a better QB and a better defense. You're only as good as the players you are dealt.
Well, the players you're dealt, you mean the players that you recruit. And LSU just, they're not good. And how long can this go on? You know, it always made me laugh when people would say that, well, these athletes, they're overpaid. These professional athletes, professional football players, they're overpaid. And it's fair to say that. I mean, you see what these guys make for playing a game. But then you look at some players and you say, wait a minute, they're not overpaid. You know, Peyton Manning used to win most of his games when he was the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts. Won a Super Bowl. Then he left Indianapolis. And they haven't been close since. I think the first year after Peyton Manning left Indianapolis, did they win one game or did they go 0-16? And if you didn't think Peyton Manning was worth the money that they were paying him, I mean, he won most of his games. And ever since he left, the men that have had that job have not won.
You can look at the Saints as well. I think Alvin Kamara is worth every penny that he gets. When you see the things Alvin Kamara can do with his body, when you see the kind of training he endures, the type of things that he can do as far as like balancing himself on rubber balls and catching little objects based just on the color, when you see this guy's training regimen and how he performs on the field, he is worth every single penny that he's getting. Now, Michael Thomas, for instance, is he still getting paid for not performing?
Yes.
See, now I would say
he highest was paid wide receiver in the NFL, and he's.
I would say he was overpaid, but Alvin Kamara's worth every penny. Golf War Vet says Urban Meyer might be available soon.
Yeah, well, Urban Meyer, it's amazing he still has a job at Jacksonville. They're 0-5 now, and after they lost their fourth game last week in Cincinnati, he didn't even fly back to Jacksonville with the team. He went to the bar restaurant he owns. He stayed in Ohio. And then he was with a younger woman who wasn't his wife. And it was on video, and the video went viral. And he had to profusely apologize to everybody in that organization. And, you know, he was a great college football coach, won national championships at Florida and at Ohio State. But he's gotten off to a brutal start in Jacksonville. But my question to you, do you agree with me? Do you think LSU needs a new head coach? Because without Joe Burrow, this coach doesn't win.
Mark Mandeville says, Coach O won't make it to next season. It may not make it through this. Won't make it to next season. It may not make it through this one. His players, his assistants, no excuses.
They're just bad.
Palmer says, I never liked Coach O as a head coach. He never deserved a head coaching job after Ole Miss.
Yeah, we appreciate your texts. Do you agree or do you disagree? Do you think I'm overreacting?
Dwayne says LSU lost Joe Brady and Dave Aranda. These two were the best OC and DC in college.
Offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator. Text us and let me know if I'm wrong or if you agree with me. How does Ed Orgeron stay in Baton Rouge as head coach of LSU when he has a losing record as their head coach when Joe Burrow isn't behind center? 504-260-9595. That's our text line. Keep it short, one or two sentences. If it's good, we'll read it coming up on the show. And please never text while you're driving. I mean, is it time? Usually college football teams don't fire coaches during the season. They usually wait till the season is over. But LSU is just, they're not good. Let us know if you think it's time, because I think they got to break out the checkbook and go get a big name, a winning college football coach. It was nice to see Alabama lose this past weekend, wasn't it? Nice to see it. Anytime you see Nick Saban lose, it's like, wow, he lost. Wow, they actually lost the game? Text us at 504-260-9595. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. You know whose birthday it is today? Happy birthday to little person porn star Bridget the Midget. She's 41 today. You know, I don't even know if we're allowed to say that word anymore, the M word. From what I hear, for little people, that's their M word.
She named herself that, though, right?
She did name herself that. And look, medically, there is a difference between dwarves and midgets. One of them has the same size torso as regularly sized people and just has shorter arms and legs. The other one is short all over. Short torso, short arms, short legs. So there is a medical difference between dwarves and midgets. But anyways, happy birthday. She turned 41 today to the little person porn star, Bridget the Midget. Over the course of her illustrious career, Bridget has starred in classics like The Best Little Whore in Texas, and Wet Shorty. She was also in Let Them Eat Shortcake. So,
John, would you?
Bridget the Midget?
Yeah, would you do Bridget?
She's not really my type.
Oh, huh?
Now, do you remember the little Britney Spears?
Yeah, Mini Britney, yeah.
That little Britney Spears was hot. I ended up doing something with her at the Shrine on Airline.
What did you do with it, John?
Well, no, she was seeing somebody, but I would have hung out. I would have gone out with the little Britney Spears. Absolutely, but Bridget the Midget, she's really not my type.
Too old?
No, 41's not too old.
Okay.
No, just not my type. You know, with little people. You know, I just like with regularly sized women, I have a type.
Okay.
What's the big deal, Coleman?
I was just asking if you would or not. Just curious.
Happy birthday, Bridget. Coming up next, your texts on do you agree with me? Do you think LSU needs a new head football coach? Because that Orgeron, without Joe Burrow, is a losing coach. He's, what, six games under 500 now without Joe Burrow behind center? Or am I overreacting? Text us, 504-260-9595. Your texts next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlund with you. If you're just joining us, this morning's Big O is about the coach Ed Orgeron at LSU. They lost again Saturday night. And he, without Joe Burrow, is a losing coach at LSU. And it's very frustrating. I asked you, should Coach O be fired? And because I think it's time for LSU to open up the checkbook and go find a great college football coach.
But his text says, Coach O has got to go, and it's spelled go, G-E-A-U-X. How much do you think it would take to get Jimbo Fisher or Steve Sarkisian at LSU?
That's a good question.
This text says, LSU needs to fire your baby and pay Joe Brady to be head coach. They have the money. Do what it takes to get Brady as head coach. Bottom line.
You know, to that last texter, he asked about Jimbo Fisher or Steve Sarkisian. You know, Jimbo Fisher was supposed to come here a few years ago, but he never did. And he ended up at Texas A&M, and it was nice to see them beat Nick Saban in the Alabama Crimson Tide this past Saturday night. That was nice to see.
This text says, you're definitely overreacting.
Overreacting? I mean, that's why I asked you, am I? I just look at his record without Joe Burrow, and he's a losing head coach. He's lost more games than he's won, and that's unacceptable at LSU.
Palmer says, I always thought Coach O was Les Miles 2.1. This text says, I think the scandal got to the coach's head. He needs to go. Get somebody younger in there.
When the scandal you're talking about, all the investigations that have gone into the LSU football program over the last year or so, and with players and doing things with women that they're not supposed to be doing, that type of scandal.
Golf War Vet says, how much is his buyout for getting fired from LSU?
It doesn't matter. The alumni at LSU, they have so much money. It doesn't matter. Hey, we just heard that song.
Yeah, what's happening now? Okay.
Can you get rid of that?
Yeah, I can get rid of it.
We're having a couple of technical issues.
I wonder what happened there. All right. Anyway.
This morning in the studio. We good?
Yeah, we straight.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. If the buyout was $5 million, they have that. It doesn't matter. If there's a buyout clause in his contract, how much the buyout is, or even if there's not, it doesn't matter. The alumni at LSU has
has that cash.
This text says, get Urban Meyer. That's from Al.
Yeah, we've heard that this morning. he's having a rough go of it. You know, there aren't many great NFL coaches that were great college football coaches. And Urban Meyer is having a rough go of it so far with Jacksonville after winning a couple of national championships in college at two different schools, Florida and Ohio State. Urban Meyer's having a rough go.
So it's weird how much of a difference 2 years make. You know, back 2019, Coach O was a hero. He could do no wrong. And it was because Joe Burrow was winning him games.
It's the greatest college football offense ever. Ever.
Yeah, and so it makes you wonder now, how much was Joe Burrow, how much was Coach O? Like, when it comes to the dominance that LSU had that year where they went undefeated, you know, was it just Joe Burrow's natural skills? Did he even need to be coached? You know,
no. They made the greatest decision that was made in recent history in Baton Rouge was to bring in Joe Burrow from let him transfer from Ohio State because he wasn't able to get on the field at Ohio State. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. And they were doing videos, people imitating Coach O. We would talk about how he'll talk like this. You know, he was hailed as a hero 2 years later where they beat him whether or not we should can him.
No, they can't. Coleman, they can't beat anybody. They can't beat anybody good. And it stinks, and LSU fans deserve better than what they're getting right now.
David says, you know you can have the greatest coach, but without the players, it doesn't matter.
That's right. I mean, but part of his job, and David knows this too, part of his job is recruiting the best players, the right players, to come in and play for him at LSU. And it's just, again, without Joe Burrow, he is a losing head coach. He was a coach before he got here. And the Joe Burrow move was great, but now that he's gone, LSU, they're not good. So we'll see if this is it. I mean, they're playing Florida this week. You think they're going to beat Florida? All right, we appreciate the texts. We always do. Thank you. And we invite you to text our show anytime during our show, no matter what we're talking about. And you can text us about anything you want. And if it's good, we'll read it on the air. And just make sure you keep it short, one or two sentences, and please never text while you're driving. I still got the dumbest thing I read all morning. Coleman made a pretty cool video. We're gonna tell you about that next, coming up. We still got a lot to get to on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here with you. Isn't today a holiday? Happy Columbus Day. I'm surprised Columbus Day is still a holiday. There are a lot of people that have been trying to cancel Christopher Columbus during this cancel culture period we're going through.
Yeah, but who's going to stop anybody from, if they could, have a day off? They don't have to call it Columbus Day. They get to say day off day, because that's really what people use holidays for, right?
Just a day off. But, there are people saying, oh, Columbus, he wasn't a good guy, and he really wasn't the one who discovered this country. And boy, it's something how people look at history and want to change things. But today is Columbus Day, and this could be the last Columbus Day that we have. It'll be something if next year, 1 year from now, we're here and we say happy Columbus Day, and his day lasted another year. Hey, Coleman made a good video this past Friday after our show, Coleman and I went over to the mortuary. That's that really cool haunted house on Canal Street here in New Orleans. And we got a chance to go inside. We were with the owner of the mortuary.
Jeff.
Jeff. And we were with one of his main production guys, Christian.
Yeah, Christian's cool, too. Both of them were cool, Jeff and Christian.
Yeah, cool guys. And on Friday afternoon, they showed us around the mortuary. And it's a haunted house that's been going for a while now here in New Orleans. And it freaks people out. And the video we made on Friday, it's on our website right now. Check it out when you get a second. Bayou957.com. You could see some wild stuff that they have in there in the mortuary. And I definitely see how people get freaked out when they go there. I see how people get scared. And I'm glad we were there during the day, Coleman.
It doesn't matter, because once you get inside, the lights and stuff, you can't tell whether it's day or night. When we finally escaped the mansion or the mortuary, I forgot that the sun was out. That's how dark and creepy it was in the basement. But this year's theme is called the Inferno, and I'm not going to spoil why they call it the Inferno, but you have to go check it out. It's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, every year around Halloween time, the mortuary, that's the place to go check out if you want to get scared. What else is something about that place is that Jeff, the owner, he lives in that house. He lives there year-round with all of that crazy stuff inside of it.
And next to a cemetery.
It not only is it right next to a cemetery, there are a bunch of tombs all around. There are cemeteries all around the mortuary. And I wonder if Jeff keeps all that stuff in his house all year round.
He kind of has to. Where would you put it?
I know there's so much of it. And he just, he lives in a part of that house because it's a really, really big house. And he said, and there are actually two videos up there if you go to our website, bayou957.com, and click on us at the mortuary. One video shows some of the cool stuff that's in the mortuary, and then the second video, it's a short interview I did with Jeff, who owns the mortuary, and he said he bought the house right after Hurricane Katrina. That's when he bought it, and you just get the chills when you're walking around inside there.
I think he also said something. I think he's doing a blood drive too on certain nights, if I recall correctly. Like, you get to donate blood.
A good place to donate blood is at the mortuary.
But I did warn you to bring an extra pair of pants, didn't I?
Underpants.
Yeah, you didn't do it though.
No, I and there were a couple of things in there that had me freaked out.
One of the coolest things is that they brought you to the room where they actually did real embalmings, because it used to be an actual mortuary before he turned it into a mortuary attraction. And they brought you to the room where they actually did real live embalminations and like the embalmments. I think, I don't know how to pronounce the
yeah, it's thing. Not embalmations.
Embalmments, whatever they did. When they embalmed people and they brought you to the room, and you had those creepy vibes. You saw the brains and stuff in the jar.
Yeah, there's a room in there, just like Coleman said. That's where they used to, back in the day, that's where they used to do real embalmments.
And you can still smell the embalming fluid when you get down it. I think they kept that on purpose.
And we had a really good time over there on Friday. And I recommend if you're looking for something to do with the kids or with your friends or with whoever, the mortuary is the place to go and go on a Friday or Saturday night. I think they're even opened on Thursday nights, and for Halloween season, this that is a That is a can't-miss place.
Yeah, the information is the mortuary.net, not .com. It's a .net. So if you want to find out like the schedules and how much the tickets are and all that, it's the mortuary.net.
Yeah, and I would just wonder what it would be like being one of Jeff, the owner's friends. I mean, just hanging out at his house. Like, hey, you want to come over here? And it's like, well, it's a mortuary. Is that something you want to do when it's not Halloween season? Sure, he's my friend, but man, he's got so much wild, scary stuff in that house with all the graves, all the tombs all around it.
But look at the people he hangs out with, like Christian. They're all into that stuff. So, you know, Christian was a special effects guy. He's the one that showed us how the animatronics and all that work. So I think all of his friends are cool with it. They'd probably love it over there.
Yeah, that's a very cool and a very special place, the mortuary. And we highly recommend during this holiday season one night going over there if you're looking for a good time, if you're looking for something to do. If you're into Halloween and into all that stuff, you'll love it. All right, coming up on the show, I still have the dumbest thing I read all morning. Also, coming up next, you're not going to believe what happened when this woman took her dog to the veterinarian because the dog wasn't feeling well. You are not going to believe what the dog threw up. And, you know, there's a video of this. It's a short video, but it's pretty graphic. And it's so graphic that we're thinking twice before putting it up on our website, bayou957.com.
Yeah, at first I thought it would be cool, but after some thought, I'm like, yeah, let's hold down just to make sure. Maybe we should go to higher powers and ask if it's okay.
Well, wait till you hear this story coming up next about this woman's recent visit to her veterinarian because her dog was not feeling well and what this dog threw up. I didn't know this was even possible. That's coming up next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. We just told you about how Coleman and I were at the mortuary this past Friday, and we made a video of some of the really wild, cool stuff in there that you could see on our website at bayou957.com. Mortuary's great for Halloween season, and we highly recommend you go there. Right next to that video on our website, we're giving away free tickets for the mortuary.
Yeah. Yes.
So you could go to bayou957.com and click on and register to win free tickets. It's a great place to be this holiday season. That old big house on Canal Street with all the graves, cemeteries right around it. Good stuff. So go see if you can win some free tickets for the mortuary on our website at bayou957.com. I don't think I've ever seen a headline like this before. A dog swallowed a woman's sex toy, then puked it up at the vet. You would think the woman would be embarrassed.
I would think she'd be embarrassed too.
A woman brings her dog, her Rottweiler, to the veterinarian. Says the dog isn't feeling well. And then the dog threw up a sex toy.
Ew, yuck.
Now, I don't know if the woman whose sex toy it was that the dog swallowed, I don't know if she was the one who actually brought the dog to the veterinarian, but if it was her, man, that's I guess there are other ways you could be as or more embarrassed, but that's up there
I would hope that she was the one that brought the dog to the veterinarian, because the video's up. I would assume that whoever the dog is for, they would have the consent for the video to be put out there. I don't think it was an employee that shot that video, right?
That's the other thing. There's a 13-second video of the dog throwing up the sex toy. I'll say what the sex toy is. The dildo. The dog swallowed a dildo. Dildo dog. There's a 13-second video of the dog throwing up the dildo in the veterinary's office. The veterinarian. In that office.
Do you think the woman is more upset that her dog was sick or that her favorite toy is destroyed? Because there's no way she can use it after that, right? You don't take that home and clean it up and use it again, right? You have to get rid of it.
That's nasty. The woman filming the video, and by the way, we thought about putting this video on our website, buyu957.com, because that's what we do. We put all kinds of stuff up there, and it's a cool, fun website. But it's graphic. I mean, watching a dog hurl a dildo is graphic. The woman filming the video seems excited when it happens.
Is she excited because she found a toy, or she's excited because a dog is not okay?
Well, you would hope the latter. But people online who are commenting underneath the video, they seem to think that she's the owner, but it's not clear. We're still not sure. Meanwhile, a veterinary tech holding the dog's leash starts to dry heave after the dog threw that up. Someone who's working in the veterinary with the vet, he starts to dry heave. He's like,
you have to have a strong stomach. Well, to all the women, to avoid stuff like this, you treat your toys just like you treat your firearms. Before you leave, you have to lock them up and put them in a safe and secure place so things like this don't happen. You can't just put it under your pillow. That's easy to find.
Hey, coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. And this wasn't it. And no, I mean, for the dog's sake, this wasn't it. Poor Rottweiler. This has to do with an idiot calling 911. He shouldn't have called 911. We'll explain coming up next on the dumbest thing I read all morning here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O., with you. And it's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Man calls 911 because he's stuck in traffic and has to go pee.
Say what?
Police, hello? Fire, or ambulance?
Yeah, I need an ambulance, please.
You need the ambulance?
No, I need the police.
Well, then why did you say you need ambulance?
I didn't say ambulance. I said I need police.
Okay. Do you have the police? Yeah. Where's the emergency?
Actually, the thing is that I have to pee, and these guys are not moving.
You have to pee?
Yeah.
This is your emergency, that you have to pee?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How are the police going to help you urinate?
I have to pee, man. And
but I'm not sure what you like me to do, that you have to urinate. I can't help you with that. I am disconnecting. Thanks. Bye.
There's a frustrated 911 operator right there when someone calls him saying, I have to pee. I'm stuck in traffic. There's a traffic jam, and I can't go anywhere, and I have to pee. What do you do in that situation? Obviously, you don't call 911.
Clearly, this guy did.
But do you find, you look around your car to see if you got a can or a bottle or something? What do you do if you're stuck in traffic, it's not moving, and you have to pee?
This guy decided to call the police. You're saying you're not supposed to call the police, but this guy clearly called the police because he had to pee. I guess in his imagination, he thought the police were just going to locate him and make sure that the traffic moves, like push the traffic out the way so he can go and he can pee.
Yeah, he's thinking if he calls 911, the cops show up there, they will get him out of there so he could go pee.
911, what's your emergency?
I'm stuck in traffic and I have to urinate really bad.
That happened in Ontario, Canada. So, see, Canada's 911 is a lot like ours. Do you want to know something about Canada that I just learned?
Okay.
90% of Canadians live within 100 miles of the United States border.
I can believe that.
90% of the people who live in Canada live within 100 miles of the border of the United States.
But logically speaking, that makes sense because the further you go up north Canada, the colder it gets. The closer you get to the North Pole. So it would be logically better for them to live closer to the equator, which is closer to the American border, where it's warmer.
Well, anyways, Coleman, a police force in Ontario, up there in Canada, they released that 911 call that you just heard. After a man called 911, the emergency line, to report that he had to go pee while he was stuck in traffic. The reason why the police released the call was to show you how not to use the 911 emergency call system.
So we're not supposed to do this?
911, scene police. Hello? Fire or ambulance?
Yeah, I need an ambulance, please.
You need the ambulance?
No, I need the police.
Well, then why did you say you need ambulance?
I didn't say ambulance. I said I need police.
Okay. You have the police. Yeah. Where's the emergency?
Actually, the thing is that I have to pee, and these guys are not moving.
You have to pee?
Yeah.
This is your emergency that you have to pee?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How are the police going to help you urinate?
I have to pee, man.
But I'm not sure what you like me to do that you have to urinate. I can't help you with that. I am disconnecting. Thanks. Bye.
You know, this guy's an idiot. Not only does he call 911 because he's stuck in traffic and he has to pee, but then he lies to the 911 guy because in the beginning of the call, he says, I need an ambulance. And then he switches it to police. And then he says, I didn't say ambulance. I said police. So not only is he a moron, but he's a liar. He's a lying ass is what he is. I mean, we are surrounded by people like this.
I think my favorite part of the call was the horn honking.
I have to pee, man.
But I'm not sure we...
That was it, that horn.
Yeah, that's what you do when you're stuck in traffic and you have to pee. You hit the horn. You don't call 911. Well, anyways, the idiot man in Ontario, Canada, who called 911 because he was stuck in traffic and he had to go pee. That's the dumbest thing I've read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.3, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here with you. Isn't today a holiday? Happy Columbus Day. I'm surprised Columbus Day is still a holiday. There are a lot of people that have been trying to cancel Christopher Columbus during this cancel culture period we're going through.
Yeah, but who's going to stop anybody from, if they could, have a day off? They don't have to call it Columbus Day. They get to say day off day, because that's really what people use holidays for, right?
Just a day off. But, yeah, there are people saying, oh, Columbus, he wasn't a good guy, and he really wasn't the one who discovered this country. And boy, it's something how people look at history and want to change things. But today is Columbus Day, and this could be the last Columbus Day that we have. It'll be something if next year, 1 year from now, we're here and we say happy Columbus Day, and his day lasted another year. I mean, hey, Coleman made a good video this past Friday after our show. Coleman and I went over to the mortuary. That's that really cool haunted house on Canal Street here in New Orleans. And we got a chance to go inside. We were with the owner of the mortuary.
Jeff.
Jeff. And we were with one of his main production guys, Christian.
Yeah, Christian's cool, too. Both of them were cool, Jeff and Christian.
Yeah, cool guys. And on Friday afternoon, they showed us around the mortuary. And it's a haunted house that's been going for a while now here in New Orleans, and it freaks people out. And the video we made on Friday, it's on our website right now. Check it out when you get a second, bayou957.com. You could see some wild stuff that they have in there in the mortuary, and I definitely see how people get freaked out when they go there. I see how people get scared. And I'm glad we were there during the day, Coleman.
It doesn't matter, because once you get inside, the lights and stuff, you can't tell whether it's day or night. When we finally escaped the mansion or the mortuary, I forgot that the sun was out. That's how dark and creepy it was in the basement. But this year's theme is called the Inferno, and I'm not going to spoil why they call it the Inferno, but you have to go check it out. It's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, every year around Halloween time, the mortuary, that's the place to go check out if you want to get scared. What else is something about that place is that Jeff, the owner, he lives in that house. He lives there year-round with all of that crazy stuff inside of it.
And next to a cemetery.
It not only is it right next to a cemetery, there are a bunch of tombs all around. There are cemeteries all around the mortuary. And I wonder if Jeff keeps all that stuff in his house all year round.
He kind of has to. Where would you put it?
I know there's so much of it. And he just, he lives in a part of that house because it's a really, really big house. And he said, and there are actually two videos up there, if you go to our website, bayou957.com, and click on us at the mortuary. One video shows some of the cool stuff that's in the mortuary, and then the second video, it's a short interview I did with Jeff, who owns the mortuary. And he said he bought the house right after Hurricane Katrina. That's when he bought it. And you just get the chills when you're walking around inside there.
I think he also said something. I think he's doing a blood drive, too, on certain nights, if I recall correctly. Like, you get to donate blood.
A good place to donate blood is at the mortuary.
But I did warn you to bring an extra pair of pants, didn't I?
Underpants.
Yeah, you didn't do it, though.
No, and there were a couple of things in there that had me freaked out.
One of the coolest things is that they brought you to the room where they actually did real embalmings, because it used to be an actual mortuary before he turned it into a mortuary attraction. And they brought you to the room where they actually did real live embalmations and like the embalmments. I think, I don't know how to pronounce the
yeah, it's thing. Not embalmations.
Embalmments, whatever they did. When they embalmed people and they brought you to the room, and you had those creepy vibes. You saw the brains and stuff in the jar.
Yeah, there's a room in there, just like Coleman said. That's where they used to, back in the day, that's where they used to do real embalmments.
And you can still smell the embalming fluid when you get down it. I think they kept that on purpose.
And we had a really good time over there on Friday. And I recommend, if you're looking for something to do with the kids or with your friends or with whoever, the mortuary is the place to go. And go on a Friday or Saturday night. I think they're even open on Thursday nights, and for Halloween season. This that is a can't miss place.
Yeah, the information is themortuary.net, not .com. It's a .net. So if you want to find out like the schedules and how much the tickets are and all that, it's themortuary.net.
Yeah, and I would just wonder what it would be like being one of Jeff, the owner's friends. I mean, just hanging out at his house. Like, hey, you want to come over here? And it's like, well, it's a mortuary. Is that something you want to do when it's not Halloween season? Sure, he's my friend, but man, he's got so much wild, scary stuff in that house with all the graves, all the tombs all around it.
But look at the people he hangs out with, like Christian. They're all into that stuff. So, you know, Christian was a special effects guy. He's the one that showed us how the animatronics and all that work. So I think all of his friends are cool with it. They probably love it over there.
Yeah, that's a very cool and a very special place, the mortuary. And we highly recommend during this holiday season one night going over there if you're looking for a good time, if you're looking for something to do. If you're into Halloween and into all that stuff, you'll love it. All right, coming up on the show, I still have the dumbest thing I read all morning. Also, coming up next, you're not going to believe what happened when this woman took her dog to the veterinarian because the dog wasn't feeling well. You are not going to believe what the dog threw up. And, you know, there's a video of this. It's a short video, but it's pretty graphic. And it's so graphic that we're thinking twice before putting it up on our website, buyu957.com.
Yeah, at first I thought it would be cool, but after some thought, I'm like, yeah, let's hold out just to make sure. Maybe we should go to higher powers and ask if it's okay.
Well, wait till you hear this story coming up next about this woman's recent visit to her veterinarian because her dog was not feeling well and what this dog threw up. I didn't know this was even possible. That's coming up next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. We just told you about how Coleman and I were at the mortuary this past Friday, and we made a video of some of the really wild, cool stuff in there that you could see on our website at Bayou957.com. Mortuary's great for Halloween season, and we highly recommend you go there. Right next to that video on our website, we're giving away free tickets for the mortuary.
Yeah. Yes!
So you could go to Bayou957.com and click on and register to win free tickets. It's a great place to be this holiday season. That old big house on Canal Street with all the graves, cemeteries right around it. Good stuff. So go see if you can win some free tickets
for the mortuary on our website at bayou957.com. I don't think I've ever seen a headline like this before. A dog swallowed a woman's sex toy, then puked it up at the vet. You would think the woman would be embarrassed.
I would think she'd be embarrassed, too.
A woman brings her dog, her Rottweiler, to the veterinarian. Says the dog isn't feeling well. And then the dog threw up a sex toy.
Ew, yuck.
Now, I don't know if the woman whose sex toy it was that the dog swallowed, I don't know if she was the one who actually brought the dog to the veterinarian. But if it was her, man, that's, I guess there are other ways you could be as or more embarrassed, but that's up there on the.
I would hope that she was the one that brought the dog to the veterinarian, because the video's up. I would assume that whoever the dog is for, they would have the consent for the video to be put out there. I don't think it was an employee that shot that video, right?
That's the other thing. There's a 13-second video of the dog throwing up the sex toy. I'll say what the sex toy is. The dildo. The dog swallowed a dildo. Dildo dog. There's a 13-second video of the dog throwing up the dildo in the veterinary's office. The veterinarian in that office.
Do you think the woman is more upset that her dog was sick or that her favorite toy is destroyed? Because there's no way she can use it after that, right? You don't take that home and clean it up and use it again, right? You have to get rid of it.
That's nasty. The woman filming the video, and by the way, we thought about putting this video on our website, bayou957.com, because that's what we do. We put all kinds of stuff up there, and it's a cool, fun website. But it's graphic. I mean, watching a dog hurl a dildo is graphic. The woman filming the video seems excited when it happens.
Is she excited because she found a toy, or she's excited because a dog is not okay?
Well, you would hope the latter. But people online who are commenting underneath the video, they seem to think that she's the owner. It's not clear. We're still not sure. Meanwhile, a veterinary tech holding the dog's leash starts to dry heave after the dog threw that up. Someone who's working in the veterinary with the vet, he starts to dry heave. He's like,
You have to have a strong stomach. Well, to all the women, to avoid stuff like this, you have to treat your toys just like you treat your firearms. Before you leave, you have to lock them up and put them in a safe and secure place so things like this don't happen. You can't just put it under your pillow. That's easy to find.
Hey, coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning, and this wasn't it. And no, I mean, for the dog's sake, this wasn't it. Poor Rottweiler. This has to do with an idiot calling 911. He shouldn't have called 911. We'll explain coming up next on the dumbest thing I read all morning here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O., with you. And it's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. I think I'm down.
Man calls 911 because he's stuck in traffic and has to go pee.
Say what?
Team police.
Hello?
Fire or ambulance?
Yeah, I need an ambulance, please.
You need the ambulance?
No, I need the police.
Well, then why did you say you need ambulance?
I didn't say ambulance. I said I need police.
Okay. Do you have the police? Yeah. Where is the emergency?
Actually, the thing is that I have to pee, and these guys are not moving.
You have to pee?
Yeah.
This is your emergency that you have to pee?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How are the police going to help you urinate?
I have to pee, man. And
but I'm not sure what you like me to do that you have to urinate. I can't help you with that. I am disconnecting. Thanks. Bye.
There's a frustrated 911 operator right there when someone calls him saying, I have to pee. I'm stuck in traffic. There's a traffic jam, and I can't go anywhere, and I have to pee. What do you do in that situation? Obviously, you don't call 911.
Clearly, this guy did.
But do you find, you look around your car to see if you got a can or a bottle or something? What do you do if you're stuck in traffic, it's not moving, and you have to pee?
This guy decided to call the police. You're saying you're not supposed to call the police, but this guy clearly called the police because he had to pee. I guess in his imagination, he thought the police were just going to locate him and make sure that the traffic moves, like push the traffic out the way so he can go and he can pee.
Yeah, he's thinking if he calls 911, the cops show up there, they will get him out of there so he could go pee.
911, what's your emergency?
I'm stuck in traffic and I have to urinate really bad.
That happened in Ontario, Canada. So, see, Canada's 911 is a lot like ours. Do you want to know something about Canada that I just learned?
Okay.
90% of Canadians live within 100 miles of the United States border.
I can believe that.
90% of the people who live in Canada live within 100 miles of the border of the United States.
But logically speaking, that makes sense because the further you go up north Canada, the colder it gets. The closer you get to the North Pole. So it would be logically better for them to live closer to the equator, which is closer to the American border, where it's warmer.
Well, anyways, Coleman, a police force in Ontario, up there in Canada, they released that 911 call that you just heard after a man called 911, the emergency line, to report that he had to go pee while he was stuck in traffic. The reason why the police released the call was to show you how not to use the 911 emergency call system.
So we're not supposed to do this?
911, team police.
Hello?
Fire or ambulance?
Yeah, I need an ambulance, please.
You need the ambulance?
No, I need the police.
Well, then why did you say you need ambulance?
I didn't say ambulance. I said I need police.
Okay. Do you have the police?
Yeah.
Where is the emergency?
Actually, the thing is that I have to pee, and these guys are not moving.
You have to pee?
Yeah.
This is your emergency that you have to pee?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How are the police going to help you urinate?
I have to pee, man. And
but I'm not sure what you like me to do that you have to urinate. I can't help you with that. I am disconnecting. Thanks. Bye.
You know, this guy's an idiot. Not only does he call 911 because he's stuck in traffic and he has to pee, but then he lies to the 911 guy because in the beginning of the call, he says, I need an ambulance. And then he switches it to police, and then he says, I didn't say ambulance, I said police. So not only is he a moron, but he's a liar. He's a lying ass is what he is. I mean, we are surrounded by people like this.
I think my favorite part of the call was the horn honking.
I have to pee, man.
I'm not sure we...
That was it, that horn.
Yeah, that's what you do when you're stuck in traffic and you have to pee. You hit the horn. You don't call 911. Well, anyways, the idiot man in Ontario, Canada, who called 911 because he was stuck in traffic and he had to go pee. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95. New Orleans only classic rock station.